You want me to?
So we left off yesterday with discussing kidneys, which this week's Chukki Chaim is on kidneys, so I'll leave the rest of the information about it to the Chukki Chaim. You'll see it clearly.
What, is something
different? There's two auras that I... What? That's what we spoke a little bit. Yeah, we have in shul every week the piece of paper, the brown piece of paper that they give out. Right. See, I looked at it. He has his old information. It's nice. There was two haris which I was listening to a phone recording from Shalom Fishbein, which he was speaking to the Rabbanim in the Chicago area. So a lot of it was negated to places over there. But one Ha'ara, which he mentioned, was for our Sephardi, that he was pointing out that a lot of the Hashem now, again, if anyone wants to eat breakfast, you can eat breakfast during the Shir, it's fine. So he pointed out that you'll see a lot of the Hashem are now giving Hashem on kidneys, on rice, and different things, because there's a real, he said, Sephardim sometimes don't realize that there's a real need for it, even rice. They called up one company, they said the name of the company was familiar, and the guy said, yeah, we make this, the same company makes Israeli couscous, which could be leaves, small remnants that goes on to the rice, and something like that. And so therefore, when buying rice, you can't just buy any rice in the store, you have to ask come with a hechsher for kashal Pesach. Another nikud he mentioned there also was that everyone gets very caught up with the diet sodas, that it's only issue of kidneys, he said, but some of them, he can't be megala what the ingredient is, but in some of them, there's a question of chametz in the soda base. So when the heksher is giving a heksher for Pesach, there are a lot of times switching something in before you get to the sweetener, there's some ingredient over there that may have to be switched. So over there also, because I mean that I commonly hear, yeah, it's only shalav kinyas, and we make on kinyas and shtana and things like that, so you could just be makel. But sometimes, if there's no hechsher for Pesach, it could be there's another issue in the soda base. So keep that in mind. Okay.
Like now, rice cakes.
What?
Rice cakes.
What about it?
There's an issue with that, and there's a base of the only ingredient is rice.
I don't know. I'm just pointing out that before you do it, just...
Why would it be different than buying Stam rice also the only ingredient?
What?
Buying Stam rice also the only ingredient.
Say that again, I don't know. I can only tell you what I know.
We check.
Okay. Now, I just wanted to, over here in Hilchos Pesach, to go through it thoroughly is difficult, but there's some, you say this, which are kedai to know. Beginning with Simin Tuf Mem Beis. Tuf Mem Beis is Din Tarevis Chametz. Yeah, I said you'll in the Chukki Chaim. I'll get away with it this year. He has it all there. And if you have any questions, you'll ask after. You saw it already?
Snacks by kidneys. How makbuk rough?
I'm makbuk because it gets all over the place. Meaning, in formula and these types of foods which the child needs, and it's possible to keep it to the bottle and buy a different sink and things like that.
You should keep by a different sink?
Yeah. Yeah, about the Pesach, we keep everything separate. We don't want to eat it.
Agam's
kidney. Yeah. It's not as you're right. Put it this way, just in one line, kidneys is a takana or a minik. So either way, you got to be careful about it. Like we mentioned yesterday. Okay. So over here we have Tav Mem Beis Din Tarevis Chametz. Tav Mem Zayin deals with Tarevis Chametz B'Soich Pesach. And those that learned Yerdeya, Hilchus Tarevis, so knows that a lot of the halachas compared to Hilchus Pesach. And Hilchus Pesach, there are certain chumris which we don't have during the year. And similarly, we're going to see also in the dinim of Hagolus Kalim, that there may be different dinim we were more machmer over here in Pesach in Kashrin Kalim than during the year. So just we started off that when it comes to chametz, first of all, the pasuk tells us refers to it as chametz sa'ar, which is coming from the 5 minute dogim, which are chimsu, which are mechametz, right? It's a fermentation process. It's the process of the rising or the splitting of the grain, which only comes from the chameshes mini dogim through a moisture. Then it goes through this process of chimus, right? By rice, the lashon over there in the beginning of challah is that it's a serchein. It's not that which you see blowing up. It's not chimus, it's a serchein process. So we have the issa chila, issa na, issa bal yirah bal yimatza, which is ownership. And that's what we spoke about until now. Therefore, we're nice to do bdika, beer, bittel, and mechiris chametz. And then we have the mitzvah tashbisa, which we also spoke a little about. Now, not all chametz is included in the iser. There are some that are iser Torah, and some that's iser drabana. There's chametz gomer, chametz which is right to be eaten, even if it's in a mixture where right the mixture is chametz, like bread, pasta. That's chametz gomer. We have taravis chametz, where there's a mixture of chametz with other things. Right, the taravis is not chametz. Over here, there are different types of taravis. There can be a taravis where there's Kedeachidus pras, there's taravis called tamay v'loy mamashay, there's a bittel b'shishim, which if you take a look at the mishpura right in the beginning of Simen Tav Mem Beis, that's hakdama. The mishpura, very clear, nice hakdama, long, but it's a clear hakdama over here to what the dinim are of a taravis chametz. There's what's called chametz nuksha. Pasht is the lashon nuksha, comes from the lashon kasha. It's chametz which became hard, spoiled, and it's going to be thrown out because of the shinei that took place in it. It's going to be thrown out. Now some learn that chametz nuksha is referring to a dough that some learn that it's referring to a dough that never was hichmet. Never became, for whatever reason, it never went through the chimus process, right? It sat around for 18 minutes, and then you did something to prevent it from becoming chametz, right? The Gemara refers to it as sar. The derech klal, the steps of, we find in the Gemara different steps. There's hachsafas panim, there's kikarnei chagom, there's cracks in the kikarnei gomim, when those cracks start to mix with each other. That these are simanim of a dough that did not become chimut. But then somewhere chametz nuksha is a dough which was nischametz, but now it's not roi la'achila. Like the examples in the beginning of the third parak, chaylin shel seifrin, the bookbinder's glue, that was never roi la'achila. That's the nekud over there. You take a look at Mishmur, Tov Mem Beis, Sifkat in Yubeis, it says that it was never roi la'achila at all. And we'll see, this is where it comes a difference between something that was once Roi L'Achila to not Roi L'Achila. Because the fourth Nekud that I want to mention over here is the term that's thrown around there. It's Nifsa Ma'Achila. Now there's two levels of Nifsa Ma'Achila. Nifsa Ma'Achila is Adam, or Nifsa Ma'Achila is Kelev. So Nifsa Ma'Achila is Adam, we find in the Gemara of Pesach, the Gemara of Amem Hei talks about Pas She'ivsha. The Pas that was Nizapesh, she turned rotten, spoiled. So you have to invite it. And the Ran explains over there, because since it was once Roy Fachila, then it came Nifsa Machila, it's Chai Bebiar. And more than that, there's another Svar also. Why are we more concerned over here by Chametz than by other Machalis Asuris, where it was Nifsa Machila's Ger, right? Nevela, Nifsa Machila's Ger, that then already you may not be over? It's because over here, the Gemara says, and Rama mentions, because even if it was Ipsha, it's right to make other doughs rise, right? That's what we have sour, there's different types of yeast. There's yeast from sour dough. It's so therefore that would be but let's say you have, so if you have chametz that was once roi la'achila, then came nifsel. So that nifsel may not remove from it the iser chametz, as long as it's as long as it's still roi l'achilas kelev. Once it becomes nifsa achilas kelev, then it loses its itza chametz. So you have chametz which was once roi, for that to become pasal, it needs to be nifsa achilas kelev, or you can have what's chametz nuksha that was never roi l'achila, and that will be pasal once it's nifsa achilas out. Now, like I mentioned, by other Yisurim you won't find. Just one little nekud over here, look in Taf Mem Beis, Siftes. I look at Siftes, it speaks about over here. We mentioned some of the Siftim in the previous Chabur. It says, Chamesh and Zapesh Kaidim Zmani Surai. Chamesh, which was in Zapesh before the Zmani Sur, Vinifsa Machil Skelev, Oisha Sarfa Beish, Kaidim Zmani Vinechrach, Acheni Roy the Kelev, Oisha Yichad the Yeshiva Vitachai Sevitit, but that's dafke because it was charchai, because it got burnt, or because it came nifsal before the zman achila. But if it would come after zman achila, if it became nifsal after zman achila, so that's what we see earlier in the simin, in Sifdalid. Sifdalid says, Zavash and Nisar v'chomis v'ini ma'echaladim kal, or v'ini ma'echal further on, it says, look at the Mishmur Sifkan Chav Beis. It says, that's something else. But if it became Nifsal after Zman Achila, so then it has different dinim. This leads us to the discussion of different types of... there's another sugya, sorry, before you sum it up, there's another sugya of Achshavei. Gemara Pesachim, that it says over there, if you have chametz which was charchai kaidim zmani, was burnt before the zman, so the Mishnah says clearly it's mutar b'hana even after the zman. Now this heter b'hana is not just hana, means over there the Ran speaks out also b'achil, it's not daf b'hana. Now the Rosh over there says, but it's asa to eat it with rabbanim, because by eating it there's achshavet and chametz, you give me a chashivas, and that's what seems from the Rambam and others, that there's a cheshivas to the achil. That's what I want to point out from Sif Dalet over here. In Sif Dalet, that's what it says, Dovashin is arba chomes ve'ini ma'echal adam klal, or ve'ini ma'echal kol adam. Chayyitza by afi shemuta l'kaimei, osa l'oichle aracha pesach. Why? Because there's a din of achshavei over here. Now, so it comes out that you can have chomets, even if it's nifsal ma'achil is kelev, it may be also to eat a midrabana because of achshavei. Look in Sif Yud, it says, Diyoi ink shumavushal b'sheikha sairim muta lichtevay. You can write with it. That's the Truman Sedeshin. You can use it to write with it. But why? Because it's nivsam achilas kelef. And writing with it, there's no achshavei over it. There's no achshavei by writing. There's no achshavei by writing. The question is when it comes to medicines, right? Different medicines, or different pills, or different capsules, and things like that. That's where the shaila comes up over here. It's not roi l'achila, it's not derech achila. Is there achshavei on that or not? So there's a machlekes apayskim. If you're eating the shem refuah, is that called achshavei or not? Right, the shagis ayin siman ayin hey, and the achiez and ched gimel simlam beis is dalet seems to be noita that we may say achshavei on it. But many apayskim achayilik understand. They say we do not say achshavei. The Yad Avram, Ksav Seifa, Rav Moshe ched beis and tzadi beis, Rav Yashav has a tshuva about it. Seems to machaber in a few places in your day is mashma like that. Akobarim, so there's a question if we apply achshavei to medicine or not. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. So therefore, when it comes to medicines, even though there are lists and different books and lists and that, I think the accepted psak is that if we're talking about a pill or a capsule which you swallow, so it's not roi l'achila, not derech achila, and you're taking it for a fuah, that we're going to be makel on. If it's a syrup, which has a sweet taste to it, or a good taste to it, like a lot of the children medicines, or even adult medicines, Someone was calling me yesterday. She was saying how she takes a certain medicine, which has a peppermint taste to it, and she personally likes that peppermint taste. So that's already more of a shiloh. Person has to keep in mind that sometimes medicines is a question of chametz, sometimes it's a question of kidneys. It's only a question of kidneys, like we mentioned yesterday, that for a fool will be matzah kidneys in certain situations. So therefore, it's kedai to speak to a rav to find out what the situation with this medicine is or not. When it comes to shampoos and soaps and deodorants and all different other things like that, so most of them are also, I think, not really achilas kelev. You have the different discussions, the different makiel, the other achrenim, back and forth, which we're not going to go through now, since it could be taken apart, or since people do drink it the way it is, different issues like that. But again, many paiskim held that all those things, since right now it's not really achilas kelev, there's no iser to hold on to them, to use them. Something which goes into the mouth, so then already it's better, again, working with the Indian of Achshavim, things like that, it's better to get a kashal of Pesach, so therefore toothpaste, mouthwash, things like that, it's better to yege kashal of Pesach.
Lipstick does
go in the mouth. I don't think it tastes good at all, but again, if you could get a kosher Pesach one, it's definitely better too. And either use a new one or at least wipe off the edge of it. Okay.
What about vitamins?
Vitamins depends on what the need for it is. Again, because there's no issue to begin with, but still, if there's a need, and then we'll say it's a refuah, and then we'll have come back to what we mentioned earlier. Okay.
Moisturizers.
Again, it's not right to be eaten. Therefore, those things, those moisturizers, those creams, and all those things, the heart is not a problem. One second. Give me a chance, please. Now there is a discussion about Sikha Kishasir of Maisha Zuchuved. You can take a look over there. Chedek Gimel Sim Samach Beis. At the end of the day, for many reasons, we're not going to apply it over here. May will apply it to oil for Linyan Truma or Yom Kippur, but over here we're not going to apply it to, even though the Bir Halach and Shechavav says we are Machim for it, but over here we're not going to apply it. Look at Rav Shlem Zalman brought down the Bar HaShabbos, also Chedek Beis. So we're not going to apply Sichik Shasi over here also, okay? So therefore we'll be mutter to use those things. Now, okay. So that's basically this inyan. Now I want to move on to Tuf Nun Aleph. And Tuf Nun Aleph, over here is the dinum of Hagalas Kelim. Now, just as an introduction to that, here we go. Just as introduction to that. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, not only is it also to eat chametz or tarevitz chametz, but similarly, it's also to eat food that was cooked in a pot, which is a chametz like a pot, which has blis of chametz, or to prepare foods with kalim that were used with chametz. For example, take a look at Tav Mem Zayin. Tav Mem Zayin Sif Hay. Over here, the Mechaber talks about a case. In the middle of the case, it's talking about over there. It says, Miu dogim meluchim ashruyim b'mayim b'pesach b'kli chametz. Dogim, salty fish, very salty fish that was soaked in water on Pesach in a kli chametz. Yesh lahachmir li zohir mehen mipnei shem boilim b'pesach b'plitzat hakelim. That's what the Mechaber says. He's giving me an example over here of a food which is being beleya from the bleias of chametz. And Rama adds on, v'chein kol dover shemishvashlim b'kli chametz. Kigon yayim mevushul, oymer kachas, v'chadoyma, asa b'pesach. So we have over here that not only the, the chametz itself or the tereves chametz, but even something that has bleas of chametz is also asar on Pesach. Further on in Siv Zayin over there, talks about a case of, it's talking about boiser, grapes, unripe grapes, which shadochim kadem ha-pesem ha-duchim ha-chumeses, that was used to be crushed in a crusher, which was a chametzik crusher. So Machab says, mutal lochle be-pesach, ha-go, shum de-ene mafle be-tzainin, because it's cold, there's no pleats, there's no bleas going into it, because it's cold. Va'afilum nasim be-pesach, ene osim ho-yakli naki. Because again, there was no bleas over here. However, says the Ramah, Aval im chot choy b'sakin shal chometz toich Pesach, but if on Pesach I cut it with a knife, a chometz dike knife, yesh lahachmir. The stam sakin ain't a noki. V'yesh lahachush l'chometz hadovek alav. Back in those days, it could be still some places, we're more choshish by the knives, that there might be some chometz still stuck onto the knives, and therefore we'll worry about mamashas getting onto it. But the Mishbura adds over it. The Mishbura says, this is all when you're cutting something which is not charif. Avol b'dava charif. But by something which is charif. Afilu masakin hoyevade noki. V'chotcha boy koydem ha-pesach. And you cut it before Pesach. Asol achle b'pesach. It's also to eat it on Pesach. So again, we're talking about something that has bleas of chametz. Again, we're talking about a knife that has in it bleas of chametz. And the bleas are going in because this is a davar charif. Then one cannot eat on Pesach. So this is one nekuda. Nekuda number two is, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat Nunches brings down over there, Mishum chumra de chametz, lo yarin stam kelim ene b'nei yoyma. So someone will say, okay, but my kli, the pot, the chametz dekapat I'm using to cook the Pesach dekha food, is not a ben yoyma, is not within, it wasn't used within 24 hours for chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yamrin stam kelim ein ben yoyma. We don't say the rule of stam kelim ein ben yoyma. Va'afilo ma'achshav bari lishloya kli ben yoyma b'lias chametz. So therefore, kelim chametz dekha kelim we don't use on Pesach. So comes along the Gemara Pesachim of Lama Rabbeis. A very interesting conversation over there between Ravina and Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi, "Hani sakini bepischa hechi abdilnu. These knives, these chametzdeke knives, how do we deal with them for Pesach?" Amalei didi chadetok abdinen. I buy new knives. Amalei, so he said back to Tenach Mar de Efshale. You could afford it. You could afford buying new knives. But for those of us that cannot afford to buy new kelim, what should we do? No, I meant to say, I make it like new. And then goes on to explain how he kashered the knives. So it comes along the Taz, and Safnun Aleph, Sifkat and Hay. It says, but you see from the Shaktai of the Gemara, even though it was a Havmin, but you see from the Shaktai of the Gemara, that's Min Haroy L'Choyerei Shemayim, Mitzaradin. A person should have extra zeros, more than what's mitzaradin. Sakina deishtamish b'chamira, a sakin that was used for chametz la'aruchin imheim chadoshim mishubachim So he says that it comes out from the piyot. You see that if you can get new knives or new kelim, you're meshubach. And the Taz brings from the Maril, that's a mitzvah min amufcha to buy new kelim, even though it could be it's talking about knives over there, could be it's only by knives, and maybe other kelim you don't need to, but what we do see over there is this idea of this zehiros, that's kedai to buy new kelim. But again, that's for the one that's efsha, but the one that's loy efsha, so then he has the kasha. Now, min ha-Torah, only a ben yoimai, meaning if it was used within 24 hours, needs hechsher. But midrabanan, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, at the end of Avodah Zarah, Ayin Heyon Beis tells us that even something which is not a ben yoimai, midrabanan, there's a gzer of ein ben yoimai, atta ben yoimai, your kitchen will get very confusing if you use the one day for milchi, one day for fleishi. Therefore, even an ein ben yoimai needs kashrim. Now, the Now, the Mechaber tells us something very important over here. The Mechaber over here in Tufnun and Aleph Sif Tes. The Mechaber says, Hamagil Koidim Shohei. If you're being magil before the fifth hour, Tzim Yashar Zmanias, if you're magil before the fifth hour, Yachol Ahagil B'yachat Kli Rishim V'Kli Sheni V'Chelim Shebolu Davamuet V'Einei Choshesh. Says the Mechaber, if you'd been kashering before the Tzim Zman of Heter, before the Zman Issa begins, so then you don't have to be so makbid in kashering Kli Rishim with Kli Sheni. You can really kash them together. If you take a look at Tuf Nun Beis, Sif Aleph, the next siman, over there it says, Yesh li zor lahagil koidim shachamishis. You should be careful to do the hagol before the fifth hour. Kedesh li tztarach l'daktikim ha-kelev b'nei yoyma malav. So you don't have to start getting busy, is it a ben yoyma, not a ben yoyma. V'chein ha-magil kelev sh'b'liyasem u'etesim kelev sh'b'liyasem u'ruba. Also you don't have to worry about if there's a lot of bliyas, a small amount of bliyas. Maybe I left the keli in the barrel of water longer than what's needed. Like someone called me yesterday, they're going to one of these places, Chol Moed, and they're renting out Chol Moed. How do we cash the kitchen Chol Moed? It's taka much more complicated. There's dinim of agola that we're going to learn that you could do before, but on Pesach, you're not going to be able to do agola. And the Mishmur explains over there in Sifkat and Aleph, he gives us the reason for this. What's the reason? He says, Tam lezeh, what's the reason for this? Dina inyan agola hu, the resichas amayim moitzis ablua bekli. The resichas amayim, agola, there's a difference between agola and libun. Libun is when I'm kashering with a torch, with fire. Hagol is when I'm kashering with boiling water. So when I'm kashering with boiling water, it's pulling out the bliyas from the kli. Avayesh lochesh da'achash ha-metziyatz ha-blua, maybe it's going to go back into the kli. V'brech shash zekosu v'pazdein la'agol rak kli she'enu ben yoymai. Really, we wait until ze'enu ben yoymai. Afim yivla ma'ashapalar ha'ari l'figamhu, ashiya b'mayim shishim levatla. So there's two akpadas normally. Normally we try to work it out that when we're kashering kalim, they should be either not a ben yoymai, that they were not used for whatever you're kashering them from. Let's talk about chametz. They were not used for ha-chametz within 24 hours. Or that there should be shishim in the water against whatever bleeds might be coming out of this keli. And that's what he speaks out of in the Mishra. He says, the Machabah says, the imago kodim shocha shishis chamishis. In Sarkhla Zarbaza, you don't have to be so careful about this. Dazalai huadain zman heta chomet. So it's like noisin tambar, noisin tam de teira. Which, for those that learned the other day, you'll appreciate the bir halacha over there. The bir halacha is a nice bir halacha, the bir maskel shein srichen, where he's explained the chilik between before Pesach, on Pesach, before Pesach. We view the chomet, according to many sheets, we view the chomet as hetera bala. It's like a milchig kli, like a fleshig kli. It's a heter. But on Pesach, the chametz is iser. So now we're dealing with isura bala. To remove iser is more chomer. So from the fifth hour, the dinim are going to be more chomer, and therefore, number one, step number one is, one should make sure to kasher whatever they want to kasher before the fifth hour. The Rama over there does speak out, and this is important. The Rama does say over in Yerdei Kuf Chafal Sif Beis, also over there in Siman Tafnun Beis Sif Beis, that the meaning is not to be magal kelim shehem b'nei yoymai. And the Mishru says Shafilim yeshishim b'mayim ein lagiloi because of gzeira b'makim tsayrich. He says this makim lahakol. Rav Moshe has a truth about it. So that's why when you'll go around, you'll see a lot of these people, a lot of these places, they have two barrels of water, boiling water. One's for B'nei Yoimim Kalim, and one's for Einu B'nei Yoimim Kalim. Because people that want to be Makbid, that the only kasha would, when it's Einu B'nei Yoimim, so then they'll dip it in the Einu B'nei Yoimim barrel. Yeah, that's true. 100%. Correct. Right. But he's already... Okay. Now, what type of kelim could be kashered? So the mechaber in Tavnun Aleph Siv Ches, mechaber tells us echa kli eitz, echa kli even, echa kli machis, dinam lachshir ba'agala. Eitz, even, wood, stone, metal could be machshir. The mishruah says, mishruah speaks out kli eitz. Right, if there are cracks, so the chomes might get stuck over there. So the Mishmur tells us, what's the yisoid of hagola? The haino hagola yochel hafle mashablua, but doesn't burn the be'en. So therefore, meaning when I do hagola, when I'm doing libud, there's a fire over here. The fire is burning whatever's on this kli. Right, sometimes the kli itself gets burnt. But whatever's on the kli is getting burnt. By Hagala, there's no fire over here. It's being dumped, it's being thrown into a pot of boiling water. So if there's stuff stuck in the cracks or stuck on the kli, it's not being removed by the boiling water. So the process of Hagala is to pull out the blis that are there. Therefore, says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, V'koinim ha'agala l'shafshif from Yafa. So before I do agala, I need to wash it well. I need to scrub it. L'shavshi means to scrub it. I need to scrub it well. And that's why there are certain kalim which you may not be able to do agala to, because it's going to be difficult to clean them. There's a certain kalim which, like the Shulchan Aruch talks about, a sifter where the starch sticks onto it. Or certain kelim, you could look around, certain frying pans are difficult to clean. So those, you're not going to be able to do agala. You're not going to be able to get past the first step. The Shulchan Aruch talks about if there's rust, you have to scrape off the rust, because underneath the rust, maybe there's some iser stuck over there. Lemaisa, we don't really have that. What we find, sometimes you have a rust spot or discoloration. That's not a problem. That's not dirt. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here where there's real rust there, which probably then you're not going to be using the kli anyway. So, again, the nekuda is you need to wash it well. A lot of times it's questionable, is this little, people get very nervous about, is this called dirt or not dirt? So, okay, you can ask the Rav. The Rav will tell you if that's considered dirt or not. But again, this is for agala. For libun, you may not have to clean it before him, because the fire will burn off whatever's stuck onto it. The question is, when you're doing libun kal, which we'll discuss a little more soon, then what? Okay, now we have a rule. The rule the Gemara gives us is in Pesachim, and the Mechaber brings down Sif Hey over here, kiboloi kach potoi. The way it was belea, the way it went in, that's the way it comes out. So therefore, kelim that we use with boiling water, the way to remove the blia is aidei boiling water. Kalim which we use with fire has to be removed with fire. Like the Mishmur says, kifi tashmishan, Mishmur Sif Katalam, hey, kifi tashmishan hechsheran, the chibolon kach polton. The way it's used, the way it was absorbed, say clear, the way it was absorbed is the way it's removed. So therefore, says in Mishra Bura in Sifkat Alam Vav, that something which was used in a Kli Rishon, something that the blis were absorbed through a Kli Rishon on a fire, right? It was a Kli Rishon, it was the Kli that's being used on the fire. So therefore, I need a Kli Rishon, which is Oymed Eitzel La'esh, I need a Kli Rishon also. I need a pot or a spoon. Right. If, let's say I have a pot or a spoon that was used to stir food over a fire, so that must be kashered in boiling, bubbling water. That's what it needs to. If let's say I do iroi, I just pour. Iroi means to pour. That's not going to help over here. Iroi will help for something that the bli was absorbed through iroi. And then even then you have to know how much was absorbed. That you have a klisheni, which was never used over a fire. So that bethim, I could do a gully in a klisheni. I could do a gully in a klisheni even. Yeah.
An actual pot that's put on the fire, and the chomis is inside the pot. So you don't have to blowtorch it?
Before Pesach, you won't have to, because it's a terebala.
Right.
We'll get to the examples in just a moment. Now, we have also another interest in Machlekes Ramachab and Rama, which is also another idea to keep in mind, which sometimes we use, is what's called, comes up in Sivvav, which is called Roiv Tashmishai. Let's say I have a kli that's most of the times used with boiling water, but once in a while I use it directly on the fire. I have a knife or something that once in a while I'll go to the grill and take a piece of meat off it. But, or something chametz. But most of the times it's not used directly with the fire without liquid. Well, sometimes it's used with liquid. So how do we view that? Right? And a lot of times you have plates, cutlery, so this is a machlekes. The Ramah held that we go back to the miyut tashmishai. You have to kasher according to the miyut tashmishai. At the same time, we have Shulchan Aruch Rav in two places where he says b'di'evad will be mutter to kasher according to the roiv tashmishai. This is something place. So I just want to end off now with this hagala. When one is doing hagala, which is what are the steps I have to do? I have to first clean the kli well. That's number one. Number two is you should wait 24 hours from the last time it was used with hot chametz, right? So, I mean, the cleaning could be done before or after. So it's cleaning well, waiting 24 hours. This is the most chatchiladik way. 24 hours from when it was used last. Number three, you fill the pot up with water and you put it on the fire until it starts to boil, which means bubbling. You see the bubbles. Number four is I'm taking the kli that I want to kasher and I'm putting it into the pot. If I'm kashing the pot itself, so there's a way to do it also. You have to put something in so it overflows. But I'm putting into this pot of boiling water what I'm kashering. And number five is the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Tefillin Beis of Zayin. The meaning is afterwards to wash it off with cold water if it's possible. If you stick it in, you're able to take it out, so then you rinse it with cold water.
How long does it have to sit in?
There's no shear.
If you stick it in and the water starts bubbling, you have to wait till it bubbles again.
So one second, we'll get there in a minute. Now, Hagala is different than Tevilas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim, the entire kli has to be submerged at once in the water. Hagala, you can do half-half. So if it's a big kli, I can do half-half. If I'm doing many kalim, so the best way to do it is to drop in one at a time, so that one at a time, or if you have a net and you shake it around, because the water has to get to all sides of the kli. And if I'm dropping them in one after another, you have to keep in mind, a lot of times you'll see that after you dropped in one or two or three, the water stops bubbling. I need to wait until it bubbles again before I put in the next one. Okay, there's what's called the Evan Malubin, which we're not going to get into. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that using a kumkum is already a kim of Evan Malubin, because the metal part on the bottom there accomplishes the din of like an iri from a kli rishon through that. And therefore, you don't need Evan Malubin. Plus, if you don't have to do Evan Malubin, it'll explode in one's face. It'll be dangerous. So we're not going to go to Evan Lubin. Liban, the Mechaber and Sifdala tells us that, again, kelim that we use through R, like a spit or a grill or something like that, needs Liban. Liban is with a fire. Now, the question is how Liban works. Is it maflit the blio or burns the blio inside? That's Arichas by itself. Now, we mentioned before, I'm going to finish up, anyone has to leave, shall leave. There's certain materials that for Pesach we do not kasha, like rubber, Ramosha, at least Ramosha brings down that for Pesach we don't kasha rubber, or plastic, Mishum Chumra, the Pesach we don't. In a case where someone needs to, whatever the tzarech is, they should ask a shayla if they could or not. China, the Mechaber, and Simitafna, and Aleph, Sif Aleph and Sif Chabez, Kli Cheres, which was used with hot chametz, we cannot kasher for Pesach. There may be eitzes of Milui v'Iroi, which again, that's another eitz which I'm not getting into, or Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh, if it wasn't used for 12 months, that's something to keep in mind, was used for 12 months. What? Right. So there may be hetzirim in certain cases where someone has a fancy china set they got from their great grandmother who used it for chametz and now they want to use it for Pesach. Speak to a rav first. But Moshe says for Pesach we're not going to be semecha on Yud Beis Chodesh. But there may be other hetzirim that could be used. One second. Obviously, I'm going to get there, right? One second. Then you have porcelain and things like that. They have a din like cheres that we're not going to kasha. Glass, they have three shittas in Rishonim about glass. The Mechaber and Sifchavav. And he holds that it's not belay and not. So if you don't even have to kasha glass, the Ramah over there holds that not only is it belaya, he can't even kasha it as a din of cheres. That's why I waited until after cheres to talk about it. And b'makim tzarech, the Mishmeruah talks about it. Look at the Mishmeruah, kufnun dal, kufnun hei, kufnun vav, the sharetzin, reishal, tarach shuchat. B'makim tzarech, there may be room to be mekel, but again, l'chatzchilo, we do not kasher glass. Korel, Pyrex, Duralex, Shem Rav Moshe, and other achreinim, for Pesach, we do not kasher either. Enamel, there's also discussion. Rav Moshe held it's daima tacheres. That's Rav Moshe, which will come up when we discuss ovens. Rav Moshe held it's daima tacheres, and if it cannot be machshir for Pesach, Teflon is a plastic. So those frying pans that have Teflon on them, we're not going to kasher for Pesach. Okay, now examples that come up throughout the house. Sorry, I'm sorry, I kept you so late. Mr. Tomorrow we'll go through examples. If it's tomorrow, I want to speak about baking matzah. Okay, so we can go through examples of throughout the house, and then maybe we'll start talking about baking matzah and the different dinim that come up for matzah tomorrow. I think in the next week we'll be able to start the halachas of Erev Pesach and Lel HaSeda. We have to go through that. And maybe on Shabbos, for the Shabbos Goldrush, tell me if this makes sense. Discuss Hilchos Yontif instead. Yeah, does that make sense? Is that strange to do? There's one little process. It'll come up. We do Hilchos Yontif. We'll speak about it. Okay.